Good morning, Audio Boo, from me, James Glory, West Yorkshire, in the United Kingdom. This morning, I'm going to bring to you not a message as such. I'm going to just firstly update you on my garden. Yes, come on now, be excited. If you remember, I told you about planting sweet peas, etc., and also my incredible wallflower display, which is, even though I'm a Christian, I shouldn't say this, it is the envy. It is the envy of my little lane where I live. It's a very cottagey, very quaint little place where I live in Yorkshire in the United Kingdom. You can probably picture it in your head. It is like what you're picturing. Already, being it only March, it's not even British summertime yet, but yet already I have floral displays, praise the Lord. Yesterday I went and got some violas and some pansies. I picked the small ones so that they'll have a bit of growth, and I've made sure that I've got some colour ready to explode in the next week or two, because the weather apparently is going to be quite sunny, a little bit of rain and then more sun, which is just perfect weather really for these kind of flowers. They need little attention. They need a little attention, just to keep an eye on them and deadhead them, etc., etc. So basically, Audio Boo, I'm responding to all the sacks of mail that I've got, and the thousands of email regarding my gardening skills, how I've gone from brown-fingered smoking marijuana, stained fingers, to green-fingered gardener extraordinaire. Of course I exaggerate, but I do derive a tremendous amount of pleasure from my garden. I really used to sort of think, oh, gardening, so boring. I used to put it on a par as fishing. Sorry to all you fishermen out there and fisher ladies. But also, if I look from where I'm recording this now, I can see my tulips. I've got giant tulips and small tulips growing at the same time, with irises mixed together in a border of wallflowers. Incredible. A semicircle around them. Now, you may think, okay, that's going to block out some of the sun. Well, I haven't. I've strategically heaped the soil so that as the small ones are at the top and the large tulips are at the bottom, and the irises, so that they all get the sun. But also, I like to encourage my flowers to reach for the sun. So there might be a little parable in there at the end of this boo for you. I've just thought of something there that could encourage you. But anyway, something I saw on the news. There's a big sort of hoo-ha, if that's the right word, about these archaeological finds, supposedly of Jesus's brother James, his ossuary, where they kept his bones. Now, the inscription is supposed to be from that, it's supposed to be, you know, contemporaneous with that age. But I just want to say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because we have the witness that Jesus did have brothers. In the Bible, it tells us that he had, you know, siblings. Now, the Catholic Church would have us believe that he didn't have any children, any brethren at all, brothers and sisters, and that Mary was a perpetual virgin, which is a lie. It is a damnable lie, you know, and it's a heresy and these kind of things. So I suggest to you today that there is going to be the judgment ruling whether it's a genuine artifact or not, even if it is or not. I believe personally that it will be ruled as ungenuine, simply because of the weight of the magisterium of the Catholic hierarchy behind that. They do not want that to be said. Yes, simple as that. And that's what I believe. So I just want to say, don't pin your hopes on things like the Turin Shroud, which was a Leonardo da Vinci masterpiece, early example of photography. Do you know, we don't pin our hopes on idols, icons, reliquies. We go to the Gospels. Hallelujah. We look to the Bible if we want to see Jesus and exactly all the truth about him. The same as where they say Peter was the first pope. There's no mention of Peter being in Rome. He was never in Rome. And Paul, in his letters to the Romans, doesn't mention, he mentions other people. And in his other letters, but he does not want to mention Peter being Bishop of Rome. Anyway, I digress. Back to the flower plan. My goodness, this is quite a little packed boo, isn't it? Back to the flower plan. Today, I'm going to dry stone wall I'm writing some sermons for some friends. Praise the Lord. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, lest I become too tired. I find that when I try and do too much, too quickly, I get I miss things or I make mistakes, which is, cramming. I don't do cramming. So what I do is I have a break. I go and, do a little garden. I do something else, have an eat, have a drink, blah, blah, blah. But I like to break up. So that's why I'm mentioning my garden a lot in the midst of some of the things I try and tell you, because I want to encourage you to do that. I want you to encourage to make, to determine broader relations between the growing of flowers and yourself beneath the light of God's love. Hallelujah. Anyway, thank you. Oh, can I just give a shout out to Phil Campbell? He's got a big thing going on this week, and if any of you are actually listening to my audioboo, be sure to find out Phil Campbell here on audioboo. He's doing big things this week, helping a lot of people. He's doing some great stuff, so our prayers and our best wishes go out to him, and hopefully you'll check out his booze today. And also, you can find me on Twitter, James Glory, and also on YouTube, James Glory One. Okay, anyway, this is me, James Glory, West Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, full of the joys of this early spring here in the north of the globe. Amen and amen. Have a great day. Bye.